An in-depth piece on the Business Day today reads, South Africa's patent system is not encouraging innovation. A debate on draft intellectual property policy spurs a closer look at the legal framework and quality of inventions. One of the authors of this article is Jonathan Berger, who's an advocate and member of the Johannesburg Bar, joins me on the line now from Joburg. Jonathan, a very good afternoon and very welcome to the show.
Hi.
That something like the patent system that is supposed to, one hopes, foster and protect innovation is the very cause of it not encouraging innovation.
It is indeed, and it's within the particular context that of a new intellectual property policy that this research was done. One of the things that we have found is that those who are quite insistent on the status quo remaining have for some time made the point that if we were to amend our Patents Act in a way which would increase access to the products of scientific innovation, we would be undermining innovation. So we conducted this study and drafted the paper precisely to look at the question, well, what is the kind of innovation in South Africa that one could say is being derived from the patent system? And our analysis shows that actually our patent system is not helping.
How? Share a bit more about what your study found.
Let me tell you what we did. Firstly, there are a few errors in the edited version of the opinion piece that was published. One of those that we studied a data set of 4,064 patents, which they say constitute about 10% of those granted domestically. That's incorrect. We looked at the over 4,000 patents. Those are all the patents that were granted domestically over a 10-year period, and they constitute about 10% of all patents granted in the country. So over that 10-year period, 90% of patents were granted to foreign companies, only about 6,000 patents to South Africans. And we then looked at that data, not very good quality data because of what is published publicly in South Africa, and tried to understand who is getting a patent in South Africa, in what area, are the patents being granted in areas where one would expect to see a lot of innovation, and then we tried to assess the quality of those patents. It's very difficult to do given the paucity of data that's available. But the one thing we did was we looked at the patents granted to South African innovators, and then we tried to see, well, those patents, have they been granted elsewhere in the world? Because the markets are so small in South Africa, if you have a patent of real value, one of the things you will want to do is to get that patent granted in, let's say, the United States or in Europe by the European Patent Organization, or, for example, in Japan, where your markets are much greater. And we found that very few patents are actually being, very few innovations from South Africa are being patented abroad. But those who are most likely to seek patent protection abroad are your public research institutions and your universities. So that was one of the positives of the study.
The draft legislation that is currently, out for public debate, how is it hoping to improve the situation?
Well, what we have at the moment, we're at a much earlier stage. So we're at a stage where a draft policy was published for public comment, and we understand that process is almost complete and a final policy is soon to be gazetted. Only then does the process of considering what amendments to make to the Patents Act, only then will that take place. What this particular phase of the IP policy is doing is it's looking at, in particular, the fields of health, and looking at how do we increase access to the products of scientific innovation, both South African and foreign. How do we ensure, for example, that people in South Africa are able to access the medicines that they need and that price of those medicines is not a barrier? So as things currently stand, the policy is not particularly looking at how does one necessarily increase innovation. One aspect of it does do that, but it's saying, given what we know about our patent system, how do we ensure that it doesn't stand as a barrier in the way of access?
And after identifying that, are we being given the space, the opportunity to address those barriers that we've identified?
Well, certainly the policy, the version of the policy that was published for public comment does go quite a significant way, in line with international rules, to addressing the problems. So, for example, it does allow, the draft policy does make provision for South Africa to be able to access, for example, generic equivalents of patented medicines. It does make it more difficult for patentees to get patent protection in South Africa, and that hopefully will ensure that the types of products that are patented here are of great or better innovations. One of the things I think is important to recognize is that under the current system, we don't examine whether patents should be granted or not. So the Patents Act sets out a set of criteria that need to be met for a patent to be valid. But provided you fill in the forms and pay the fee, you get your patent on application. And if you pay the annual fee, your patent remains on the books. And it's only if that patent is challenged, or if you want if the patent is challenged in courts, is there any evaluation of whether the patent should be granted in the first place? So it's quite possible, in fact, very likely, that thousands of patents in South Africa exist. And those patents should never have been granted in the first place.
Interesting. Jonathan Berger, thank you very much for your time this afternoon. Advocate and member of the Johannesburg Bar, and the publication in question is by the Department of Trade and Industry. It's a draft intellectual property policy.